Good morning, Bozeman. A very big, huge good morning to all of you. And a warm welcome to those of you that are listening in to the radio podcast recordings at liveandloverichly.com. Welcome to Living Richly, the show that provides revolutionary tips on how to achieve financial and lifestyle prosperity through consciousness, creativity, and transformational principles. Every Sunday, 10 till 11 a.m., and you are listening to News Radio AM 1450 KMMS Bozeman and AM 1340 KPRK in Livingston. I'm your host, Leslie Cunningham, business consultant, creativity expert, and certified personal life coach. And today, we are continuing part two of our conversation with Scott and Anders. They are the Pike Place Fishmongers from the world-famous Pike Place Fish Market in Seattle. And they are here to share more about the amazing energy, the synergy, and the vision that really truly supports the Pike Place team in tapping into their passion and creativity so that they achieve unprecedented results. And my hope and intention is that through our conversation today, that all of you listening in can learn more about these principles that Scotty and Anders will be sharing with us today and learn how you can apply these strategies and approaches in your business and in your personal life and at work. So welcome back, Scotty and Anders.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, so great to have you. I just love talking about this. It's just wonderful. You know, so many businesses are just out there with their employees, and employees are just showing up and just going through the actions. And what you guys are doing at the market is just really phenomenal. So it's just,
well, thank you.
Yeah, it really truly is. And I know that you guys are aware of that and all the acknowledgement that you guys have received. So let's see, my hope for this week is to just really talk more about these principles that you guys have been integrating. And also my hope is for any business owners listening in, you know, if there's any type of kind of tidbits of information that they can glean from this so that they can learn how to start integrating these approaches in their business. And of course, these things that we're talking about apply to your personal life as well. So my question, I would love to have each of you share a story about something that occurred at the market that really had you showing up in a powerful way and making a difference for somebody. It doesn't have to be like an amazing, phenomenal, like life-changing story, but just share a little bit about something that stands out for each of you where you felt like, wow, that was really cool. I made a difference for that person because of how you, this place that you came from, setting these higher intentions to show up in a big way.
Well, I have one. We're partnered up with this hotel called the Inn at the Market. And we put together this package called the Catch and Relax, and people can get online and basically they buy a package and it includes their hotel stay, and then they get to come down, they get a $100 gift certificate to our shop, and they get to pick out a fish, and they get to catch their own fish and kind of get a photo op behind the counter, and they get to pick one of our books. And you know, I'm buddies with the general manager over there, and he checks in and lets me know people are coming and stuff. And these people, they were having their anniversary. They didn't really know what they were getting into. They're like, oh, we might as well get this package. You know, we get to take some fish home or whatever. But they didn't really know what to expect. They thought they had this certificate and we'll go there. And they weren't really expecting anything from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew they were coming, and I just really, we were really busy too. And they kind of, you know, at first they're like, oh man, we're in the way. I hope we can do this. And I just let them know, you know, just acknowledge them being there and brought them behind the counter and just spent a lot of time with them and let them know that, yeah, we're busy, but like you're part of that busyness. Like this is what we do. And you know, the guy shared with me like, wow, this is just, I'm so amazed that you took all this time with me. And you know, I thought I was getting this stupid certificate and no big deal. And he's like, but you actually, like, you made our anniversary, like you made our trip here. Wow. You know, so I delivered the fish over to the hotel for him after work. And we had just been talking, you know, I sent him to some places to go hit happy hour, and when I got to the hotel, you know, there was a card there from them, just really heartfelt card saying, like, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to make such a big difference for us. And there was a warm Pabst Blue Ribbon in a can and $20 in there. And I was just like, wow, like I was just committed to those guys having an awesome time when they were there. And it showed up over there for them. So that made a big difference for me back, you know, just knowing that they had that awesome experience. So that was a really recent one to me.
Yeah, that's so great. And I think it's just so neat how if we set the intention to show up at work, like you guys were saying, I mean, we spend so much of our time at work, especially you guys at the market. And if you can make a difference for somebody, to me, isn't that what life is really about, is making a difference and connecting with people instead of getting caught up in our own way of thinking and our own busyness? It's like really connecting. And those are the things that you remember when you come, you know, when people come back from vacation or being in Seattle. It's like those kind of memories were.
Well, for sure. And, you know, the thing is, if I had been choosing to be ordinary that day, like the bottom line is, like, David had already paid me for that gift certificate. So. And we had people there that were buying, paying customers, and I could have been like, oh, this, you know, this is just a gift certificate. It's already paid for. We're not making any money. That would be a super ordinary way to go about it. Like, I'm so busy, and this is a nuisance to me. But it was like, wow, this is their anniversary. Like, let's rock and roll. Let's make this thing special.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing that. That's a wonderful story. What about you, Scotty? What stands out for you?
Well, I have a, when I'm at work, I drive the truck for the fish market. So, during the week, I drive to the airport and I drive to refrigeration facilities outside the airport. And sometimes I'll go to different parts, outside of Seattle to pick up all the fish and the seafood that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
And so I interact with a lot of people that everyone else at the fish market doesn't ever see, and people who buy the fish never see. These are the people who drive the forklifts, or the people who shuffle the paperwork, making sure that this gets here and this gets here, and knows when this is landing and all that. And so, like, those are they're pretty much like my coworkers too, because I see them every day, and they interact with Pike Place Fish through me. You know, like, they only see me.
To them, you are Pike Place Fish.
Yeah, so like it's a unique position because you can make that. I don't want to sound too redundant here, but like you can make a difference for those people and make it special for them. You can be ordinary and you can be like, oh, I'm just here to pick up my stuff. Thanks, can I go?
Yeah,
and just kind of leave it at that. Or you can remember that these guys are human beings who are really taking care of a majority of the stuff we sell. And when I pull up and I'm honking the horn and hanging out the window, screaming, pumping the radio at them and trying to have fun with them on like a rainy Monday morning in January, they're going to laugh and they're going to be happy that Pike Place Fish is there. And they're also, you know, going to get our stuff on the truck quick because they know that I'd like to get and that's not why I do it. I mean, it's nice to get stuff quickly and they always have our stuff ready and I love them, but like I can have fun with them that way and also, you know, make a difference for them. And there's this one couple out near the airport that drives the forklifts around and takes fish in and out of freezers and coolers and they're there in ridiculous weather and they're there 7 days a week, and sometimes you can tell that, you know, they're really having a not so fun day, and I always invite them to come down to the market because I say, hey, I know you guys are done here soon, and I'm sorry I'm late today picking this up, keeping you here an extra hour, but you should totally come down to the fish market, and I had done it for a long time, just invited them, and really kind of they said, oh yeah, sounds like yeah, maybe we'll do that, but. You know, thanks, but no thanks kind of thing.
Right.
And then one day I came back from unloading the fish and I'm like screaming and yelling at people to get out of the way because I'm pulling fish to this super crowded market of people holding digital cameras and just looking around like you know, where do we go? What's happening? Where's the show? And I'm pulling through, screaming at him. And then I almost hit these people in the ankle and with this pallet of fish. And I was so scared I was going to take them out. And then I looked up, and it was the two people from this place out at the airport who I had been inviting for like a year to come down. And they were standing there, and they were like, Scotty, you're here. Oh, my gosh, you're here. And I was like, you guys are here. And I stopped what I was doing. I put the pallet down, and I said, come with me. Come meet this person. And I introduced them to everybody, other guys at the fish market who they never meet, you know, and say, hey, this is Yori. He sells smoked salmon. You know those boxes, those little white boxes that you load on my truck and then I drive away with? Like, I put them in the cooler, and then I put a couple boxes out here, and he hands it out and he sells it. Here, you have to eat this now. And
nice.
You know, they're like, oh, I had no idea that was what you guys did with that. Or, oh, are you gonna throw it now? You throw that one? And then you say, yeah, we throw it here. Watch. Here, get some and give them a taste and say, hey, this is Dickie. He's the manager. He's in charge. He's the guy that's barking at you on the phone in the morning for our order. And they say, oh, okay, that's good to know. And just kind of like creating the experience for them at the market, walking them around, introducing them to the people, just totally getting that human side of all sides of what we do, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than just shuffling paperwork and put it on the truck, thanks, see you later.
Yeah.
And they were so happy to get that. And now when I see them, they ask, you know, hey, how's Ryan? Hey, how's Yuri? And it's nice to know that we have, or that I sort of helped nudge that relationship on, because that's what it's about, you know, the relationships. Otherwise, I'm sitting out at the airport for 3 hours because some grumbling warehouse person doesn't want to give me my fish.
Well, you know.
But that's not what it's about for us. It's about the relationship that says, hey, they're here. Give them their stuff so we can get back and sell it.
Yeah.
Once you make it about that, too, like, that's totally it. Once you make it about trying to get your stuff faster, like trying to get a $20 tip or whatever the case may be, then you lost it.
Very true. Yeah, very true. And Scotty, when you were like pulling the fish through all the, you know, through the crowds, and you had your own, you know, agenda or things that had to be done, and you could have just shown up in that way of like, oh, well, I don't have time. Wow, that's so cool that this couple's here, but I don't have time. But you chose to show up for them and just really created that relationship for them with all the other fishmongers and people at the market. So you had a moment where you made a choice, and it probably came really naturally for you just because of how you guys show up there. But I just think that's so special, because so many people at work, we have these infinite opportunities, and instead we don't get off it, as you guys say. You know, we're stuck in our own stuff, and so it causes us not to show up in this way that really makes a difference for other people.
Yeah, you might miss it, you know.
Sorry.
Oh, I was just saying, you know, when you're caught up on your own stuff, then you're really missing it, you know. Life's happening, and there's all these awesome opportunities in life to have fun and make a difference, and you know, when you're stuck in your head, that opportunity is going to be right in front of your face and walk right past you, and you miss it, you know.
Yeah.
And just like embracing each person as an individual, you know, we hold each person in high regard, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we're standing out in front of the salmon and you see this crowd of people who are just staring at you, you know, it's going to be just a crowd of people staring at you. And to break that up, you go up to one person, you say, hey, I see a shopping bag, what'd you buy?
Uh-huh.
Or where are you from? Let me see what you bought. Let me see, you know, and then that's where it starts. You start creating a relationship with that one person, and then all of a sudden you're having fun, and people go up and say, hey, I want that fish right there. Throw it up there.
Yeah.
Where the heck did that come from? Well, it came from you just mixing it up with people and having fun, rather than just standing there with your hands in your pockets saying, there's a lot of people staring at me, telling me to do things.
Yeah, and also, like you said, you know, joking with these vendors and people that you work with, you end up getting your fish more quickly often, but that's not the reason that you do it. And so this work, this way that you guys show up, you show up just to truly connect and really serve people. And as a result, people are happy, you know, people end up treating you in a different way. And so it's interesting, because your intention isn't to get that end result, like you said, not to get people to respond more quickly, but they end up doing that naturally because of how you're showing up with them.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're operating out of, I want my fish quick, or I want in Andre's case, a warm can of Pabst, like, sometimes is like,
it's good, too.
It was good.
it comes off as very inauthentic, you know? It's like sleazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing this and I get a big tip, or we come off as like a weird circus show, and we're totally not that. And I'm totally committed to breaking up people's perception of us as that, because we're human beings who sell fish, and we're human beings who make a difference and have fun and happen to sell fish, you know? Like,
yeah.
We want to talk to people and mix it up rather than just having people walk by going, oh, they throw it, let's go down this way.
Right.
No, there's so much more of us.
Well, you know, it makes me think of a client that I was working with, and we were talking about some of these concepts and how, for her, learning a new conversation for herself, and for her, she realized that she really operated from, oh, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to have these relationships because my life is too busy. I have to do too much. And she was sharing about how she had been working really late. She's an artist and was really tired. And in the past, she would have decided not to take the time out to spend an evening with her family. She had to travel a couple hours to get there to visit them. And she decided to take on this new conversation of, I do deserve this. I do deserve relationships. I do deserve to have time with my family, regardless of how much work I have to do. And because she chose that new conversation, on the drive to see her family, she was fully present with her mom instead of thinking about all these things that she had to do. And when she got there to hang out with her family and a young niece that she had, she was just completely present. She said she had the most wonderful time and didn't think about work because she made the choice that she deserved that and she wanted to be with them. And it was interesting because later her mom pointed out to her just how different that was from how she was in the past. But it was because of these kind of things that you guys are talking about, really choosing a new conversation and setting the intention to really be there instead of operating under the old way of being.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's okay to think big, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay to operate out of a bigger context we're so much more capable than we give ourselves credit for as human beings.
Yeah, I agree. So we have a few more minutes before we go to a station break here. And so we'll probably continue this after we get back from a station break. But share with us, let's just begin talking about what do you guys do at your staff meetings? Because this is the place where you focus on what, you know, what do you guys do at the staff meetings? What makes these meetings different from probably the way many businesses have their staff meetings?
Well, I know one thing that anybody who's ever sat in on one of our meetings is just blown away at the way we talk to each other. You know, it's a safe space to say anything that you have to say. You know, there's not a lot of judgment that goes on down there. A lot of times we'll start it with, does anybody have any upsets, you know, see if there's any issues that got to be cleared up like that. You know, we talk about, like Scotty touched on, we talk about like, what are you creating right now? What are you creating in your life? Or maybe the meeting before you had that conversation. So, you know, we check in on each other and just see how we're doing on our commitments at work and in life.
Individually each person?
Yeah, individual
shares
commitments. And they could be like team commitments. They could be individual commitments. Like a lot of times it'll go like, okay, so what's next for you at the shop? Like, what are you working on right now? What do you want to master at the shop? And then, okay. And how about when you're not at the shop? Like, what are you generating? You know, and then you hear from everybody, and then the next meeting or a couple meetings down the road, check in. So, you know, and everyone reminds everybody of what they were creating. And how's that going? You know, check in. What's missing? Like, what, you know, that could make that show up for you. We talk about sales. Obviously, you know, you gotta sell stuff to stay in business. We create games, you know, we created a game called What Recession? And, you know, and in our reality, there's no recession going on because we really get that everything's just a conversation, and even the recession, it's like, you know, people are scared based on what they've heard, and then they stop buying, and the whole thing is just, it's just a big conversation. So we, you know, at Pike Place Fish, it's what recession, and we're doing awesome. So, you know, we just make a game out of it, really. And acknowledge each other is huge, too. We end every meeting by picking one person and acknowledging them on something.
So each person gets acknowledged during your meetings?
Yeah, at the end of the meeting, everybody, you know, okay, we'll go, okay, Scotty, would you acknowledge somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And then Scotty will acknowledge somebody, and then that person acknowledges the next guy, and you go until everybody in that room has been acknowledged, and you leave there. It's kind of one of our jokes is like, all right, cool, this is 10 o'clock at night sometimes, and by the time, like, the manager's meeting's done and stuff, and it's like, you've been at work since 6 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes you're so fired up, we'll be like, all right, let's go set up the shop and work the night shift, you know?
Are you serious?
I swear to God, and then I go home, and I can't sleep for 2 or 3 hours after the meeting, and I don't know if it's...
Wow.
You know, I drink a lot of oolong tea, too, so I don't know if that's part of it, but, man, I leave there fired up, and everybody wants to be acknowledged, you know, so I think that's a super important thing business and in life is just to make sure you take the time to acknowledge one another, you know. It feels good, and everyone's working hard all the time, and it's nice to let people know.
Wow, that's so fantastic that you feel that energized sometimes after the meetings that you're ready to, like, go back and set up the shop. And, I mean, that just says so much about what's happening in your staff meetings.
Well, it's just the conversation in general that we're living in is just, I think it's just such a powerful one, and it fires me up. Like, even right now, like, I'm staring at my rhododendron bush over there. I'm like, I'm fired up. When I get off the phone here, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to clip the rhododendron.
Wow.
Yeah, I swear to God, it's so out of shape right now. I'm looking at it going, man, I didn't even notice before.
That's great. So a lot of work gets done from this place, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think it comes from the, you know, we get fired up because it's the maintenance of that commitment, you know.
Huh.
You can't, a lot of people will buy that fish video or have us come do a presentation as part of their, you know, yearly marketing thing and think that it's, you know, the one-time cure-all, you know, oh,
yeah,
we'll do this and then things will turn around. But, like, you have to maintain it and you have to upkeep it because you have to check in and make sure that the commitment is not getting stale or falling flat because it happens to us. But then you have these meetings every 2 weeks and that Friday after the Thursday night meeting,
yeah,
that place comes alive. You know, we come in. I mean, Anders and I are working Friday, and we come in on Friday morning, half an hour before we're supposed to open,
yeah,
and we're both like already running around, sweating, being like,
"Man,
last night's meeting was so good,
awesome,
like,
so
we've
fun."
Done it.
We're gonna go to a quick station break. So stay tuned. We're talking with Scotty and Anders from Pike Place Fish Market. Please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this station break.